We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The time is 12:29, brought to you by DQE Communications. For reliable business internet, depend on DQE Communications. You can text us on the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line. 412-928-9370. Edgar Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And you can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. I'm surprised we didn't get more people to bite on their dream combination for NFL analysts. Ron, I'm very disappointed about this. And also Tony Romo. I mean, we all watch these games on TV. Broadcasting is like a huge part of our lives, right? Who are the soundtracks of your, like, family lives growing up? That's what I always compare it to. Like, people say, you know, Mike Lang is just, he's part of the household, member of the family.
Bob Prince for me.
Yeah.
Myron. Bob Prince mostly.
Yeah, I think all those guys, they become part of what you do. In fact, you can probably ask people who's more popular, these announcers that are iconic or some of the players who've come.
I think Cope was bigger than a lot of the 70 Steelers, right?
Was bigger than most of the 70 Steelers.
I think Bob Prince was in the same way. You know, he was as big of, when you identified anyone with the Pirates, it's first. And Mike Lang, same thing.
It's funny you mentioned Myron Cope today, because I went back and looked at the Renfro play from the AFC title game, and he basically said, I just got to tell you what I'm seeing. He was in bounds. He said that.
How lucky we are to have all three of those guys, though, in this town. Well, all four. Pompeiani, I'd put right up in there with those guys. Wouldn't you, Joe?
I mean, get seriously. Skewered in this show.
In with those guys?
Yeah.
Or above?
No, I can't put them above, but I would put
I'm
them
just
on
happy
equal
to be here in this
with
studio with you guys every Monday.
Equal footing with all four.
Take this three. Opportunity to be tar and feathered weekly. And maybe I needed tar and feather to go to the nude beach.
Come back.
You know what I mean? Maybe I needed to have a feather.
I am sincere as a heart attack when I say this.
Come back and rip us, Bob.
I'm not a rip person.
He's a lover, not
He's
a fighter.
He is.
Ron knows.
He does. He enjoyed the the dance videos of you.
I know.
Were you dancing in the Bahamas?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
I saw
indeed.
Your wife, the video you showed me, but I didn't see you.
Yeah, they're there.
Did you have a loincloth on doing that?
No. But I had, well, as the night went on, less on. And it's because it was hot.
Less and less, yeah.
What are we doing? Where are we going?
We are going toward the Penguins. How about that? Want to go toward the Penguins for a little while?
Disappointing end of the trip. 4-5 since that 8-game winning streak. They've stumbled a little bit, haven't they?
A little
Casey
bit.
Casey DeSmith not as good as he had been.
I also think in that Vegas game.
They absolutely hung him out to dry. Breakaways, 2-on-1.
You saw the good, the bad, and the ugly with them and what they're capable of when they play well in the second period. You know, they could be all over a team. Ice time in the attack zone is huge. They keep cycling. They keep and then you saw them just nonchalantly give up too many things. Odd man breaks. That's the one thing that early on when they were really struggling, they were giving up way too many of them. And you do hold your goaltender out to dry when that happens. So I think they have to be engaged. I don't think in that last game, for whatever reason, as much hype as around Vegas, they weren't as engaged. Maybe it was the last leg of the trip, whatever.
That was alarming, I thought. I mean, there were three breakaways in the first period.
Yeah.
And then in the third period, they had a 2-on-0 that they didn't score on.
How does that happen in one game? That much?
It was like a full Penguin relapse mode in that game.
That's the danger in the playoffs. And I think they are obviously more engaged when they get there. But those kinds of things can kill you. One of those in a playoff situation against a good player, you can be in trouble.
Well, they're back. I mean, despite that 8-game winning streak that put them way up.
How about the Islanders?
They're back to I know. They're back to fourth in the Metropolitan Division. I believe they have the last playoff spot at this point, 4 points ahead of Buffalo.
Are they also – you have the stands in front of you.
I do.
I think they're 4 ahead of Buffalo, but they're also only 2 out of second place in the conference. Am I right about that?
You're absolutely right. Columbus has 59, Washington 59.
You said conference. You meant
the
Metro.
Division.
No.
division.
Well, who's in? They're well, an eighth. They're an eighth in the conference.
Tampa Bay, though, is.
I said out of second in the conference.
No, you're right. The only one that's run away with it is Tampa.
Okay, I thought you said conference period.
But they're also in second in the division. They're 3 points out of 4 points out of second in the conference.
Coach of the year, Barry Trotz.
Boy, the guy in Tampa.
They lost John Tavares, and everyone said, "Oh."
They've gone from worst in the league in goals against to best. Yeah. You think that might be coaching?
And it makes you wonder what Washington was not willing to give him a deal. They win a Stanley Cup. He's been there throughout, and he's been a long-standing coach with, you know, in high regard. He wins a cup, and they can't meet his price.
How about Kessel in overtime the other night?
Hmm.
Charging back to break up a play. And then a beautiful deflection from Sid. I thought that was a fantastic ending to
when
that
game. When he wants to play like that, he can do it.
But overall, what's the Penguins' biggest issue right now as we move into the de facto second half?
For me, it's just lack of interest, lack of focus. Now I think you see them turn it on. They're not going to play again until next Tuesday, so we're almost through the month of January. It's going to be February. I look for them to become a little more zoned in and focused.
Yeah, and Malkin's got to get more consistent.
I was going to say him, yes.
He just can't do this all season long and have it go on this long. He's a big part of it. He has to, and he has points. So people will say, well, look at his point production. It's over 90s. Okay, I look at overall his carelessness at the blue line on power plays. I mean, they've beat this stuff into their heads. The only way that power play is going to fail is if you allow sloppiness to help the other team. And it has a lot this year. You lead the NHL in shorthanded goals allowed. You take those away, that power play is probably at what percentage? I mean, it's already one of the best, but you can't allow that kind of
Broussard,
stuff.
Broussard, keep him or trade him?
Trade him.
Ron?
At this point, you don't have to make a decision, but I'm leaning to trade him.
I thought he had a really good game against Arizona, but not good enough to salvage his time.
Haven't seen it enough, have we?
No.
Yeah, I think he'll be gone. He's just not the right fit. He wants to be a top six kind of guy. And right here, that's not available to him. And I don't like, I've told you guys before, I just do not spread it. I don't want Kessel on his line. I still want to go back to Malkin Kessel.
Well, he did.
I'm never going to. I know, but I would have done it. I never would have broken it up.
But it goes back to the playoffs last year where Sullivan came out and said, when Malkin was at his best, Hornquist was his line mate.
Fine, but you're trying to maybe recreate that HBK dynamic of a couple of years ago. It's hard to recreate it when you don't have the right pieces.
Well, they want three good scoring
lines. By the way, Bonino's really playing well in Nashville if you haven't seen him lately. I mean, he's really, really good. That's a signing maybe if they had to think back.
Yes.
One they may want to do over.
I agree with you.
And say, look, I'm putting a lot of money into players. That's a guy I might have.
I agree with that.
And he was so good.
I think I said it at the time.
In so many ways. Penalty kill, face-offs.
And just the chemistry.
And a big game player.
Man, I'll say. All right, there's a report on Starling Marte out there that may raise a few eyebrows. Let's talk about that coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.